Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive.
Greater is he that is in me. And if I'll feed that man right there, and if I'll draw from the source of the living water of the anointing of the Holy Spirit, then, ladies and gentlemen, there is no weapon formed against me that shall be able to prosper.
In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today.
Let's continue in this message series with Pastor Rogers. I know this series has been a blessing to you. This is Transformed, Part 3. Change your mind, change your life. Let's go into the message today.
When the one who knows me the best and was there in creation, who knows everything about me in the past and knows everything about me in the future, I am hidden in Christ. I am hidden in Christ. And so I've got to discover what my life is by searching and seeking out what Jesus is wanting me to do and be. And I cannot do that by outside worldly influences or my own thinking or whatever. I can't be led by my emotions. Because one day I'm up and the next day I'm down. One day I'm feeling it, the next day I'm not. Come on, somebody. Are you with me right here? My life is hidden in the anointing. Now, since I have a new life in Christ, and he tells me that I am a child of God, not because I feel it every day, it's confirmed by my spirit man. So then why don't I have victory every day of my life if he's living on the inside of me? Because there is the battleground of the soul. I'm about to tell you a thing. Are y'all still with me right here? You got to track with me now. Push your neighbor and tell him, wake up. You better get this right here. Because the reason why the devil will put you to sleep in this service tonight and make some of you flick off of that live streaming is because he knows in this service tonight I have the key to everything that the enemy is attacking your life with. And I'm about to deliver this key into your life. And when you understand this right here, you're going to understand what the enemy has been doing and playing you like a fiddle. And now you're going to be able to wake up and say, wait a minute, I'm not going to give him access in there. And besides that, greater is he that is in me. And if I'll feed that man right there, and if I'll draw from the source of the living water of the anointing of the Holy Spirit, then, ladies and gentlemen, there is no weapon formed against me that shall be able to prosper. Go ahead, clap your hands. That's worth clapping. So an unrenewed mind. This lesson may take 2 or 3 weeks. An unrenewed mind. There are many of you that are sitting here, and some of you that are watching, many of you that are watching, that are miserable in your Christian walk. Are you hearing me? Because your spirit knows where you're supposed to be, but your mind, will, and emotions, your soul, is not agreeing, neither is your body, with what the Spirit's guidance is. That's what we're going to talk about. And now, what do they call that? In the book of Ephesians, the Bible says, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. The one impardonable sin, impardonable, is to blaspheme the Holy Spirit. Why? Because the Holy Spirit, the anointing, is the only agent whereby you can be drawn to Jesus Christ. Are you hearing me? So the struggle every day is between what the Spirit is telling you to live like, which will be like the life of Christ, like the life of Jesus, his character, his attributes, etc., and how you feel. And right in this zone right here is where the battleground happens in your life every day and mine. And whenever we choose by an act of our own will against what the Spirit of God is telling us and wanting us to do and be, we grieve the Holy Spirit because we're not yielding ourselves to what the mind of Christ is. Come on, let's praise the Lord and sing some praise songs now. See, people go in and out singing praise songs and trying to get their praise on, and they come in and get a feeling inside of the church, but refuse to engage their mind in the Word of God, the Logos, to renew their mind on a daily basis, to get their mind out of MTV, to get their mind out of this world's thinking, to get their mind out of whatever that it is that's impulsing, and get it into Christ so you can have the strength to be able to say yes to the things you need to and no to the things you need to. And it's not because you don't have help. I'm about to show you something. The most powerful Spirit, the third of anything, is the most powerful. Father, Son, Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit is the most powerful in all of the universe. He is the Spirit of God. He is God. But you're going to find out, ladies and gentlemen, in this lesson tonight, that nothing, in fact, the business, just write it down. Here it is. Nothing on earth is as powerful as the human will. So where does the will reside? It resides in your soul. Okay? The battleground is active. It's happening right now while we're sitting here. The struggle for the soul, for the minds of people. Nothing on earth is as powerful as the human will. And here's what you need to know. As powerful as the Holy Spirit is, because God has given you a free will. Not even God will control your human will, because he built inside of your will by nature, watch this, self-control. In other words, you get the most powerful thing you have, your will, to choose God or not. Are you hearing me? Self-control, of which most of this generation knows nothing about. And for everybody that thinks they do, you don't. Because given the right opportunity, a Krispy Kreme donut will come your way and you'll eat it in a heartbeat. I met a guy today who's got an app that notifies him when the hot sign is on. I'm just saying. Right? Y'all with me here tonight? Come on, let's go a little deeper. The will controls then the destiny of man. Your will controls the direction and the destiny of your life. God wants the kingdom of God to be established on earth by your will. But your will is your will. You know what I'm talking about. You're raising your little kids. You said, take the garbage out. I will not. Ooh. You will too. And if you're like the modern keepers of children, I'm going to count to three. I'm just going to say to you, my mom and dad, I don't know that they knew how to count. Because it was like sudden and stealth. Before I could get the full word no, two letters out of my mouth, wham, there, ooh, hmm. What hit me? Why? Because this right here has to be submitted to the will of God. And that, my friend, is not an easy task. Because that mind right there is feeding that will. And that mind is feeding those emotions. Are you with me? So God is wanting to establish his kingdom on earth. See, this is one of my issues that I have right now. Most places, most Christians are more concerned about their own relationship with God, and they have no thought of the harvest field that is around them to be born again. As if I'm in, got my family in, and I'm good. You don't understand. You have been anointed to reach into the harvest wherever you are and win souls to Christ. Are you hearing me? Well, I hope I can get deep into this tonight. The most dangerous and the most precious gift that God gave man is your will. With it, you can choose God or choose against God. And he won't even stop you. If he didn't stop Adam and Eve in the garden, he's not going to stop you. Please, somebody, stop me. Yeah, okay. He's given you your will to stop your own self. He's given you the power of the Holy Spirit. He's given you his word to renew your mind. But if you choose to do whatever, he's not going to stop you. Gets a little sobering, doesn't it? The seat of your will is in the subconscious and conscious mind. There's two parts, really, of your mind, the conscious and the subconscious, okay? The conscious mind, the inner sense of what's right and wrong. Now, some folks call it the conscience, okay? But I want you to know the conscience is not the Holy Spirit, not the Christ. Here's what God did. He put inside of us a mechanism to be able to know what right and wrong is. Now, how can I know that's changing? And this is something I'm working on to bring to you. The Bible says that the reason why God brought the flood was because the minds of people were only evil. The thoughts and the intents were only evil continually. So after a while, when the mechanism of the salt and the light of the church stops being salt and light because we become just like the world in our thinking, our attitudes, and our mannerisms, and we don't renew our minds like we should, evil will take over. Darkness will invade. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Darkness will invade, and it's doing it right now. So what your conscious mind hears, it feeds to your subconscious mind. Now, repetition goes into your conscious mind. And then from your conscious mind, if you think of it and it's repeated over and over again, it can drop into your subconscious mind. When it goes into your subconscious mind, in your conscious mind, you know, I'm thinking a thought, I can get rid of that pretty easy. I move my mind, move my attention to something else, and it can go away. But if I meditate and repeat something, it's going to get into my subconscious mind. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It's going to get down in there, and it will be harder then for it to be extracted. There is the receiving in the conscious mind, and there is the conceiving in the subconscious mind. That's the reason why when there's a temptation, it doesn't mean that you've sinned just because there's a temptation that hits your mind. Everybody all day long is getting, the devil is throwing anything he can at you to find out what's going to stick. But the moment you conceive it and let it drop into your spirit and get in your subconscious mind is when it becomes sin and a weight of sin to you. That's the reason why you got to do something with it immediately. Am I helping anybody here tonight? All right, so the Bible is very clear. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Hold on to that thought. So as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So thinking in your heart is actually what controls the man. So how do I get it into your heart? You're going to find out in a minute where this heart, what this heart is identified in Scripture. How do I get it in my heart? By repeating it over and over and over again. Adolf Hitler knew this. He said, if you tell a lie long enough and repeat it enough, and I'm paraphrasing it, the people will believe it. The same thing is true on the good. Whenever I rehearse and repeat the word of God and I renew my mind on a daily basis, suddenly it transforms my thinking and it transforms my body into serving the Lord and no longer fighting against the Spirit of God on the inside of me because I have transformed my mind. Are you with me?
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.